JP Logue, another rally, a bit warmer this time.
Very warm this time, Chris, I would say. I never drove in temperatures like it, you know, over the last, let's say, 20 years of doing this rally. So, yeah, it was tough yesterday. Not just as warm today yet, but the sun's getting stronger there, so.
Tell us a little bit about the car here in service. Anything much been done?
Yeah, so we had a bit of a scare this morning there. We just started the High Glen stage and the charging light came on. We thought it was an alternator problem, but luckily when we got into service there, they just detected it was a belt was off, so it was it wasn't too bad. They got it sorted fairly quickly there.
So how are you standing in your class at the moment?
So I'm kind of probably in no man's land there. I'm about sixth in the class. The lads in front are absolutely flying. We were hoping to get the Lochiel stage because that's my home stage this morning. Maybe that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know, but we didn't get it anyway, so we're hoping to get a run in that now and enjoy it.
But we're not even halfway, so lots to look forward to.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. I've been here many years and lots can change it, so we'll, as I say, we'll keep tipping away just and see what happens.
And what about the crowds? Big numbers.
Unbelievable. Even as I say, we live on that Lochiel stage. When we were heading to Larrikinney this morning, people were setting up from, say, two and a half hours beforehand to get their vantage spots to watch the rally, so yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, this brings out the best of Donegal. There'll be people coming up here, some maybe for the first time, and no doubt they'll come back.
They will, absolutely. You know, when you see weather like that, it just adds it, you know. So, it's a big week on all round. You have the rally here and you have the football here, so it's a bustling weekend for Donegal.
And finally, just a word about your backup team, because it's not just about the driver and the co-driver, and give him a mention too.
Not at all. That's the two brother-in-laws there and my nephew, you know, and only for them this wouldn't happen. Them boys but then late night after late night out to prepare for it, and they went out of their way, regardless of what was wrong, even though it was only a belt there now, they would went to the end of the earth to try and get the car going again, so that's what it's all about, Chris.
Yeah, and this is the beauty of it. There's a lot of people, this is the one event maybe of the whole year. A lot of preparation, a lot of time, a lot of money put into it, and it's a big team performance.
It's a big team performance, and it's that big event, you know, we really can't do many other events all year because it's so much effort goes into the Donegal rally. You only really get a small rally before, do this and do the harvest, you know, and that's the budget gone.
So, overall, well pleased?
Well pleased. Oh, no, we're happy as Larry. Yeah, no, we're going as hard as we can, and listen, we'll see what happens up ahead of us and just keep punching away.